or the other, and then we don't need to get in the streets. But based on President Trump's previous statements, we feel that we're probably going to have to. And that.
My name is Liz Kirkus from Catskill, and you're listening to WGXC Acra, Catskill, and Hudson.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Art Omai, a sculpture and architecture park and international residency center in Ghent, New York. Open daily from dawn until dusk, Art Omai presents the work of contemporary artists and architects across 120 acres of field and forest. Information at artomai.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
The Public News Service Daily Newscast for October the 30th, 2020. I'm Mike Clifford. Only a handful of days until the November 3rd election, Wisconsin officials have a simple message for absentee voters who haven't turned in their ballot. Act quickly and do not put it in the mail.
The state's deadline for getting a ballot in is 8 p.m. on election night. Reed Magny, spokesperson for the Wisconsin Elections Commission, says the U.S. Postal Service has indicated it can take up to a week for a ballot to be returned. With time winding down, Magny suggests voters start researching when and where they can drop off a ballot over the next few days.
Does your clerk's office have a drop box? You know, where is your city hall? Where is your village hall? Where is your town hall? How can you get it to the right place? Those are the things the voters need to be thinking about right now.
As of yesterday, more than 250,000 absentee ballots that were sent to voters across the state have yet to be returned. The urgency was heightened this week when the U.S. Supreme Court ruled against an extended deadline for absentee ballots in Wisconsin. I'm Mike Moen.
And late Thursday, a federal appeals court ruled against an absentee ballot extension in Minnesota. That means for now, all mailed-in ballots in that state need to be turned in by the end of Election Day. The state of Utah has a long history of mail-in ballots, but with a record number of people eligible to vote this year, it may take a few extra days to count them all. Derek Benchley is Deputy Director of Elections for the Utah Lieutenant Governor's Office.
We plan on releasing preliminary election results at 8 p.m. on election night. Because we're a vote-by-mail state, we expect ballots to arrive at county clerk offices after election day. So we don't expect election results to be finalized on election night.
In order to be counted, mail-in ballots must be postmarked by Monday, November 2nd, but can be dropped off in person on Election Day. Groups that advocate for renters are hoping Californians will vote on Tuesday to make it easier for cities and counties to pass or expand rent control.
Proposition 21 would allow rent control for properties built before 2005, lifting restrictions that were put in place by the Costa-Hawkins Rental Housing Act of 1995. Renee Moya, director of the Yes on Prop 21 campaign, says even before COVID, unaffordable rents meant too many families, particularly people of color, were being evicted.
Something like 500,000 renters and their families are being pushed out of their homes every single year. The COVID-19 pandemic has, of course, only made that worse.
Opponents say more rent control could backfire, prompting landlords to exit the market, shrinking the housing stock even further. I'm Suzanne Potter.
Proposition 21 also attempts to stop runaway rental amounts by limiting increases to 15% for the first 3 years when a new tenant moves in. This is PNS. About 30% of Coloradans in a new poll say they can't afford regular meals, a rate that's tripled since the start of COVID-19. Our Diane Bernard reports hunger-fighting advocates are urging lawmakers to increase food assistance programs to help.
The survey on hunger in Colorado also shows among people of color, almost 40% are struggling to put food on the table, compared to 25% of whites. Ellie Agar with Hunger Free Colorado, which released the report, notes that blacks and Latinos were disproportionately affected by the pandemic on all fronts.
They might have had underlying health conditions that led to higher rates of not only sickness, but actually death during the pandemic. And a lot of that does have some systemic roots in just lack of access to regular food or in health care.
Agar's group is calling on Congress to boost SNAP benefits, formerly known as food stamps, by 15% for the foreseeable future and continue emergency pandemic allotments. She says Congress also needs to prioritize food assistance in any COVID relief package. I'm Diane Bernard.
The survey also finds that hunger remains a top concern for about 1 in 5 folks in Colorado. Bullying continues to be a pervasive problem among Michigan youth, and it's more common among high school students who identify as LGBTQ+.
Young people who are bullied or harassed are at greater risk for depression, thoughts of suicide, and substance abuse. Jamie Erdheim with the Michigan Organization on Adolescent Sexual Health explains the pandemic and the current political climate are both intensifying bullying based on sexual orientation or gender identity. She says young people often find themselves dealing with the problem alone.
Youth are the ones often fighting for better protections or having people take harassment or violence seriously. And that's a travesty. The adults are the ones that set the culture. They're the ones that set the climate. Adults have the power.
Erdheim contends addressing bullying is more than a single conservation, but an entire culture shift. And while progress has been made in recent years on equality, she says discrimination against some groups continues and the harm it causes is too often minimized. Mary Sherman reporting.
Finally, our Nadia Romlagan tells us southern flounder is critical to the fishing economy of eastern North Carolina, but its population has dwindled to dangerously low levels.
Senior marine scientist at the North Carolina Wildlife Federation, Dr. Lewis Daniel, says the state's Marine Fisheries Commission has chosen its own targets for commercial fishing and dismissed science.
I mean, we don't have a recovered stock to show for after 20-some years of managing under the Fisheries Reform Act. We should have been much further along, and yet we don't have a rebuilt stock in all that time.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported on some of America's most interesting radio stations and online at publicnewsservice.org.
90.7 FM.
Acra, Hudson, Catskill.
So when I say, take a bad wood, I put strong in the middle. Only little rhythm, and they feel it. I hit a little bit of gas and I peel it. She like to talk when she talk. She a freak. She got a little bit of Nick Jiggle. I'ma shoot at it. No dribble. I pull up with 200 bows on my run. They was already sold when I said, take a bad wood, I put strong in the middle. Let's go. Only little rhythm, and they feel it. I hit a little bit of gas and I peel it. She like to talk when she talk. She a freak. She got a little bit of Nick Jiggle. Jiggle, 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 jiggle. I give a walk out like a thriller. She do a dance on the dance on the trip. Make a TikTok on the TikTok. She a fish. Check my wristwatch. That's a check my wristwatch.
Icy, she think about sex, she like.
I'm having sex with me, nigga, I'm Nike. Do it, do it, do it, do it. These go for 33, these for reviewing. They put the box in the air and they flew it. Soon as they drop over there, they run through it. Run it, run it, run it, go. Run with the unemployed in the retirement. He want a job, I paid him for the body. Pull up beside him looking like my mommy. I'ma shoot at it, no dribble. I pull up with 200 bows on my run. They was already sold when I said, take a bad wood, I put strong in the middle. Let's go. Only little rhythm, and they feel it. I hit a little bit of gas and I peel it. She like to talk when she talk. She a freak. She got a little bit of Nick Jiggle. I'ma shoot at it, no dribble. I pull up with 200 bows on my run. They was already sold when I said, take a bad wood, I put strong in the middle. Let's go. Only little rhythm, and they feel it. I hit a little bit of gas and I peel it. She like to talk when she talk. She a freak. She got a little bit of Nick Jiggle.
I'ma shoot it raw off the dribble. I don't wanna argue. I'm popping this pimp. She a freak, give me top through the zipper. She dance on the D. I ain't finna tip her. I make a blush. I spend a bunch on my dick. Get him flushed. They let off a flood in his heart. I want him touched. Then I put a ton on his mental. We feelin' when he a pencil. Fill him up. Fought it up like a press. I swing that stick like Wayne Gretzky. Still in the field like a text. I put on a D, hit a best. She give me fake time, no text. Fake time, no text. I have a cake like a wedding. Play with this shit, it get deadly. Ay, 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 ay.
cub.
I'ma shoot at it, no dribble. I pull up with 200 bows in my room. They was already sold when I said take a bad wood, I put strong in the middle.
Let's go.
Only little and they feel it. I hit a little bit of gas and I peel it. She like to talk when she talk. She a freak. She got a little bit of look and it jiggle. I'ma shoot at it, no dribble. I pull up with 200 bows in my room.
Hey, welcome back to the Clubhouse Radio. That was Clubhouse original. I'm sorry, you're listening to Clubhouse Radio live from Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM, WGXC, broadcasting Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. That song that was just playing was No Dribble by Da Baby. We're here to bring you an hour of Rap Radar and an interview on an issue that actually really hits close to home. And then we're going to have a segment on gaming. But we're going to kick our show off with our local news and weather.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. The latest wave of coronavirus cases continues in the Upper Hudson Valley. There were 9 new COVID-19 cases announced October 29th in Columbia County. The Ichabod Crane Schools, which have one student who tested positive in the middle school and 2 students in the high school, announced October 29th that while the elementary and middle schools will be back to in-person classes on October 30th, the high school will not return to in-person classes until November 9th. Across the Hudson River, Greene County announced 5 more COVID-19 cases on October 29th. There were also 5 new cases announced in Rensselaer County on October 29th, with 88 cases now in the county. In Albany County, the health department announced that 4 employees in the health department contracted the virus. Albany County Executive Dan McCoy said, and I quote, 4 of our employees have tested positive, and while the rest of the department is being tested, we are following the same protocol that we would expect of any other business, and that means a 2-week pause at the ACDOH building. I have said it hasn't gone away, and it can impact anyone, end quote. In all, Albany County announced 19 new cases on October 29th with 8 new people in the hospital for a total of 24 patients. That is the highest number of patients hospitalized with coronavirus from Albany County since June and double the amount of hospitalized patients since last week. McCoy said in a statement, and I quote, "For a long time, we saw spikes in positive cases without it having a serious effect on our hospital data, but that is clearly not the case. What's more is that our hospitals serve a massive region, not just Albany County, and that needs to be taken into consideration. And the sad truth is that as you start to see hospitalizations rise, you are likely to see more people losing their lives to the virus," end of quote. Governor Andrew Cuomo blamed small gatherings for much of the new cases throughout the state and worried that upcoming holidays would create more problems with people not wearing masks and breathing inside with each other. Cuomo said, and I quote, "It's these small gatherings that are creating issues," end quote. Aaliyah Snyder is reporting for Columbia Green Media. John J. Privatera, attorney for A. Colarusso & Sons, has accused 2 members of the Hudson Planning Board of bias and conflict of interest over the company's application to make dock and road improvements at 175 South Front Street. Board members Clark Wyman and Larry Bone denied the allegations. He cited personal and business relationships and involvement with Our Hudson Waterfront, a group opposed to the Colarusso project. The accusations followed Privatera's review of an invoice for hours billed by Planning Board Attorney Victoria Polidoro to Colarusso's escrow account, which covers expenses incurred by the city and its review of the project. He discovered the attorney was billing for time spent on conflict issues related to individual members of the board. In addition to arguing the bill was inappropriate and illegal because individual employees and board members must seek their own counsel concerning such matters, he has also asked that both the board members be recused from the approval process. In particular, he said Wyman's domestic and business partner, Julie Metz, has been an active opponent of the Colarusso application, speaking out against the matter at various public hearings. Both Wyman and Metz also have been members of the Our Hudson Waterfront Group as well. Privatero wrote, Wyman impermissibly prejudged the application from the start, citing various statements made by Wyman during a number of public meetings. Privatero also noted Bo's history as an outspoken opponent of the application and said that activism creates a bias that requires his recusal as well. Bone was also a member of Our Hudson Waterfront and spoke out frequently against the industrial use of Hudson's waterfront before he became a member of the planning board. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Ariel Zangler is reporting for the Daily Freeman, a virtual public forum being held by Kingston's Re-Envision Public Safety Task Force was cut short before it could begin because the event was Zoom bombed. The task force was scheduled to hold the first of two public forums the night of October 28th using the Zoom video conference platform. Attendees using the login information provided found themselves in an online event that did not appear to include organizers, leading to confusion. A short while later, the virtual forum was disrupted by a user who Zoom bombed it with noise and disruptive language that prevented anyone else from speaking without interruption. The person in charge of the forum ultimately shut it down after failing to be able to mute the disruptions. An attendee of the Zoom meeting posted in the chat feature before it was shut down. The forum information appeared to have been shared on Twitter. It was not clear, though, where the disruptions originated from. Summer Smith, the city's director of communications and community engagement, said in an email when asked about the forum, and I quote, "We are having technical difficulties and had to shut down the meeting. We'll reschedule," end quote. No new due date for the forum was immediately announced. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. The Times Union is reporting SunMark Credit Union October 29th announced members of the Columbia Green Federal Credit Union had agreed to merge. Just the day before, SunMark announced a merger with Westchester County-based Hudson River Financial Federal Credit Union. Both mergers are expected to be completed on November 30th. Credit Union's two offices in Hudson and Coxsackie will continue to operate, but under the SunMark name. Columbia Green has 5,000 members and $36 million in assets. SunMark based in...
Hello and welcome to the Better Weather for Friday, October 30th. It's that time of year again. Remember to set your clocks back this weekend. Temperatures start out this morning just above the freezing point on the ground and just below the freezing point on the mountain. The rain falling will convert to snow from north to south and across higher elevations. The mix continues until 1 p.m., so be careful going out this morning. Today's high of 40 should happen around 3 p.m. A freezing night is in store. Guard against the freezing of some of those more susceptible pipes. Temperatures fall to 20 degrees at dawn tomorrow. Then we'll make a big recovery, reaching 45 at 3 p.m. Conditions will be dry, cloud cover will be low, the moon will be full, an almost perfect Halloween. Sunday will be even warmer with highs in the 50s, and some light rain showing up in the evening. The next high tides will be at 3:04 p.m. and at 3:20 a.m. The next low tides will be at 9:06 a.m. and at 9:37 p.m. Sunset today will be at 5:30 p.m. and sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:26 a.m. Looking way up, we see a slow-moving coronal mass ejection is moving in our general direction due to glance our planet on Sunday, after you have set your clocks back, of course. Solar wind speed is currently 434 kilometers per second at 4.8 protons per milliliter. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 4, unsettled. The current sunspot number is 35. And this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Maker Syndicate.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Waveform's WGXC is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Waveform Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alftermar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Here's what we do at the clubhouse. 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 It be fun at the clubhouse. Music stay loud at the clubhouse. Staff be cool at the clubhouse. Not just mine, just your house. Music program at the clubhouse. Got a drum set at the clubhouse. Got a piano at the clubhouse. Make your own beats at the clubhouse. Get on the radio at the clubhouse. Share your voice at the clubhouse. Express yourself at the clubhouse. Tracks program at the clubhouse. Be yourself at the clubhouse. No judgment at the clubhouse. No drama at the clubhouse. We accept you at the clubhouse. Got field trips at the clubhouse. Got art supplies at the clubhouse.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. That was a Clubhouse theme song by DJ WIC. The views we express on Clubhouse Radio may not represent the views and opinions of the Clubhouse parent organization of the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. So here on this segment, we have myself, Imani.
And you know the vibes. It's your boy, DJ Popcorn.
You got me, man. The great personality, DJ Tony O.
Yes, sir.
You got your boy, DJ Ricky.
Say it again. Do it again.
Ricky.
Ricky.
And you got your boy, DJ Sean Money.
DJ Sean Money.
Yes.
And here we have interviewing.
Hi, I'm Cheyenne. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you.
Great to have you, too.
So, today on the show, we have a question that really hits really close to home for me. So, we just wanted to know whether or not you think that high school students, athletes, should be getting paid to be playing the sports.
Well, I feel like, so obviously high school athletes, it's a huge commitment, especially, you know, with the pressure when like applying to colleges and stuff, you know, with the pressure to have so many extracurriculars, it's almost like a requirement now. And between practices and games and just all of it, I mean, you have high school athletes who on top of a full day of school are also out until 8-9 o'clock just with all of that put together and also have homework. So I feel like definitely compensated in some way. I feel like payment, maybe if they're like recruited for college and have to do extra practice and stuff, but I definitely think that high school athletes, you know, their work's not overlooked and it should be compensated and recognized in some way rather than it just being considered a normality now that like kids have 10 plus hour days of work on work on work.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you so much for answering that question for me. DJ Popcorn.
For me, I feel like it's important just like as an athlete type myself. I don't really like do like super heavy sports, but I do play sports and I can say that like, you know, I would want like some form of compensation when I'm playing like a sport in like, you know, like professionally in high school, like if, you know, like do like JV modified league stuff like that. I like, even if it's just like an extra credit in like a class, like I don't even want money. Like if it's just something that's like gonna help the student in the long run, like I know like that could really be something that helps. I feel like an extra credit in a class could really help them. Like, something that's going to, like, boost them and motivate them to want to do better. So, that's my answer.
That's great.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know what? Like, when we first decided, like, and obviously, we, you know, we give our, you know, I think, like, when I first heard the topic, I was like, because, you know, you don't really hear high school, or at least I don't, like, right?
It's always, you know,
at the collegiate level, right? So then it made me kind of, like, think a little bit, like, well, I mean, I don't know, and I think I'm on the fence about it. I don't, like, I think, you know, I think it, I don't know. I just, to this moment, like, I'm still, like, torn about it. I think it could be good, but then I think, like, you know, we're also talking about youth. We're also talking about, you know, leadership roles. Who's in it? It's, you know, it's a whole slew of things that really, you know, trying to pick apart. But, like, I don't know. I'm torn about it. And I think it's a really great topic. You know, I applaud y'all. But, I don't know. I can't say for sure, like, I think that they should also get some type of compensation. You know what I mean?
Right,
but at the same time.
For me, that was also part of, like, what I was thinking about, like, because high school students are still relatively young. So instead of the form of money compensation, like I was saying, give them, like, that boost of, like, that extra credit in a class, like, maybe a class they're failing, so they want to bring, like, their other grades up so, like, their average can just match up so they can keep playing sports and other things. So I feel like that would be important for me.
Right. So would you like to answer the question?
For me personally, since I play sports, like JV and modified and stuff like that, I feel like having some type of play, like form of pay for doing good or for being part of the team basically is a good like source of a reward. Because right now, if when you play on modified and JV, there's not really any type of reward other than just being on the team. So I feel like if they were to add some type of a reward, money-based or like DJ
Popcorn
said, like credits or something for school, more people would be interested in the sports and it would just probably be more fun for some students. So
Shahi,
I feel like it would be more like on a skill level. Like the more like,
so
I would say like kind of like a 2K base, like more people recognize you, the more like
so
credits you get, or like,
see, that I wouldn't know about, because say you came from like a low like town area and no one like really like knew of you like, but you were like ranked or whatever. I can see that. But like what I'm saying is, like, I like what you were saying about ranked, but I thought you were gonna say like ranked within like your high school level, like as if you like you were like a senior or a junior.
Oh no,
that's what I'm saying. Like, if you were like, that's what
like,
I'm saying.
Yeah. For like modified or like JV, I feel like it would be like I said, a skill level. So like the amount of work you put in, and the amount of like motivation, the more people put you get put onto, so to build you up, to build like your credit and stuff. Like, feel me? But that's
just me. I guess. Okay, so just a quick question from me. So I know from a teacher's perspective, how do you feel about the entire, you know, thing on whether or not they should be compensated?
I mean, from a teacher's perspective, I think you all are making really good points, and I liked the point that one of you made. I don't remember which one it was, but one of you made about maybe having, like, credit go towards classes because, you know, from a teacher's perspective, obviously, like, nobody wants any student to fail or any student to feel like they have to weigh like extracurriculars and sports versus academics. Like, everyone just wants to see you guys succeed. And I think if, you know, if you're being compensated in some way for these extracurriculars, like you said, it could be good incentive to kind of like keep going and working in your classes as well. But I think as far as what the compensation is, it does get a little bit tricky, like whether it should be credit or it should be actual money, because it is like part of just the high school experience. But at the same time, like I said before, it's, you know, you don't like, I feel like you don't want the expectation to be like kids just constantly going and going and like burning themselves out without some sort of recognition.
Exactly.
That's right. Yeah, I feel that's also a big thing is with the compensation thing, as if it was money, because if like just say like there was just like the entire team just sitting there working themselves so hard, just like just burnt, and then like finally getting that one payday and then injure themselves, like, you know, pushing themselves so hard to the point where like they can barely play, you know. It's just, that's another thing too, you know, it's just putting in that right amount of work. And what Shahi was saying based off the recognition thing, I wouldn't really want to do that. It's only for the simple fact that like some people come from like smaller towns, and a lot of places like that don't really get recognition. So what I would do was probably the like give them like that credit for that class, so we can keep younger athletes inside of school, make sure they're educated, yes, and just make sure like we get more young athletes out there and give them that opportunity to like go to college and boost themselves and maybe make the league, you know. There's like so many opportunities and things we can do with the athletes, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
I got a question. Like, so do you feel this is something that will be changed in the future?
Yeah, I feel like the schools won't have enough respect for the children to pay them.
I like that you said that. Respect.
Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like they're just gonna say, oh, they're just doing it for fun. But actually, some of us don't have the time to get a job or like to do other activities outside of sports, because like some sports go on weekends, some goes during holidays, like some goes at nighttime during the day, and during the day we have school. So like there's no time for anything else besides sports. So
right, and also with that, like with the compensation, I feel like you should like, as a student and also an athlete, when you're working yourself to this point to get where you are today and just like trying to develop yourself as a great player, and whatever you do is really important, but also with maintaining your grades with the compensation, it would also not be like, it would be super hard for you. Like, you know, you're sitting there, you're just working yourself to the bone, and then you're just sitting there and you're burnt out at the end of the day, and then just out of nowhere you just start slacking, you know. And I don't want that. So that's one thing.
So we're gonna have another song playing right now, but after that we'll have our news.
So we're just gonna take a quick song break, and then we'll be back for like a couple minutes, then we'll go into our news segment. But until then, you'll be listening to 504 and Bop It featuring Polo G. See you when we get back.
Swing a baguette with the rose gold. I might switch up the drip and be long clothes. Cabal, I got the game in a strong cold. If you plot 40 bucks. my goons, we need a check. Mala Cougar call when she needs sex. She gon' blow up my phone, I ain't see a text. Back shots when I'm stroking, I leave her wet. Next morning, back on it, no need to rest.
Rip it, click it, hit it. Front this block, spin it. I be getting different women. Good move. T-Dot, hit it.
Spin that every day, every night, back to back. Y'all can't even trap, nothing, post up, nothing, kick it with a barbecue, nothing. We spin it back to back, 2 weeks, 3 weeks straight, on God. Beat 4L. Rocking ice like I'm trying to make a knot go down. 21. When the police hit the lights, I do not slow down. Oh God. Straight up. Brand new Draco ready to crash like when the stars go down. I'm rich for real, I could press a button and make the ops go down. Nah, facts. Maybach with the shade. Brand new CTS, all red like the braids. Oh God. Y'all just started slime, we was slime back in the day. 21 gang, wood grain on the cake. 21 big slaughter, big dagger in my face. Ski mask, fuck a camera, gun them down on tape. Oh God. Breaking news, Fox 5, we don't play. I call my Hellcat OVO, cause it keep a Drake fat. Red dot, headshot, DOA. 21, count me a 10 in 1 minute, count a whole 110 minutes. Oh God. Need to call they hood Beyblade, cause all we do is spinning. Oh God. I own me a couple establishments, I ain't worried about your business. 21. Y'all run around here gossiping, I'm trying to make me some more millions. Round with a stick in the hot box, I ain't never put my phone in it. We call your man, cause all we do is Joan in it. Money the only paperwork I put my bros in. Somebody please unthaw my ears, cause they frozen. Rocking ice like I'm trying to make a knot go down. 21. When the police hit the lights, I do not slow down. Oh God, straight up. Brand new Draco ready to crash like when the stars go down. I'm rich for real, I could press a button and make the ops go down. Nah, facts. Charging with theft by taking cause it dripped stolen. Trash fight in the neighborhood is 60 rolling. Had to do CPR, I got your choking. Selling. So many choppers in the spot, we leave the door open. Put the water in the pot, then you stick the fork in. Put some holes in your shirt, now it's red soaking. I ain't running from no smoke, pierce, semicolon. You wanna hold some, I got plenty shells. I don't even want no smoke, don't tell the tale. Oh God. I don't even play with people, kids, go play Battlefield. Straight up. I'm from the east, home of the murders, you to die here. 21. They like the box, we like the pop, both us body build. Oh God. You can get hit with one of them guns from my ad lib. Straight up. You gon' f*** around and get chopped, little karate kid. I ain't seen them in a minute, but ask if God did. St. Laurent sweater, rock Balenciaga when I rock the Beretta. 21. Shout out Robert Kraft, fell in love with the cheddar. Oh God. Beat a rapper. Def Jam Vendetta. When it come to we got plenty. Eating Rude Chris, I done burnt out on the Benny. 21. And I eat, sleep with the semi. Oh God. Screaming, friends, family first, rocking Fendi. 21.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Kafton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Greene County Police Reform and Reinvention Collaborative met October 28, welcoming police chiefs from 7 Greene County municipalities. The top cops from Catskill, Coxsackie, Athens, Cairo, Durham, Hunter, and Windham answered the collaborative's questions about their respective departments' policies and training. All the police chiefs and the sheriffs reported that their agencies had active use of force policies in place, policies that ban chokeholds. All agencies received de-escalation and bias training. None of the agencies have body cameras or dashboard cameras. Greene County Administrator Sean Groton said the county is exploring a camera option for the sheriff's office in the next fiscal year. Kaminsky said that in addition to the expense, the cameras are labor-intensive, and the office would need dedicated personnel to monitor the feed and make sure the cameras are working properly and to retrieve footage if there is an incident. The group discussed the racial breakdown of arrests in the county. According to statistics compiled by State Division of Criminal Justice Services, law enforcement agencies in Greene County arrested 944 whites, 146 blacks, 87 Latino and Hispanic, and 6 Asians in 2019. Cornwallville resident Bernard Rivers lamented the collaborative's lack of diversity, noting that young black men are the demographic having the most issues with police. He said, and I quote, "I look at your committee and I don't see any young black males. We're not hearing the stuff we need to," end quote. Catskill Central School District Superintendent Ronald Cook, who is black, took issues with Rivers' comment, saying he considers himself to be a young black man. And I quote, "I do experience some of the same issues as young black males. I'm raising a 16-year-old black male. I work with young black males as a superintendent," end quote. Greenville resident Thomas Kearney asked what is meant by the term police safety, saying it is sometimes used as an excuse for behavior. Catskill Police Chief David Darling said, and I quote, "It's the individual officer's perception of whether or not he feels safe," end quote. Kearney said the concept is too subjective. Hunter resident Christine Wade asked the police chiefs if they feel fear while on duty. Hunter Police Chief Robert Haynes said, and I quote, "I hesitate to say afraid. To a certain extent, yes, but it's not something I don't think I can overcome, otherwise I would quit this job," end quote. Kearney said, "It's not the community's job to make police feel safe, but the police's job to keep the community safe." Kearney also questioned why the Greene County Sheriff's Office uses deputies to address overdose victims with its Impacted Citizen program. Greene County Sheriff Pete Kaminsky said through the program, an armed plainclothes team makes contact with the victim within 24 to 72 hours and connects them to treatment resources. Groton said the collaborative will meet next on November 10th. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Lawrence Stanforth is reporting for the Times Union. The State Department of Health and Division of Consumer Protection has provided guidelines on how to trick or treat as safely as possible during the pandemic. Some municipalities have called for trick or treating to be canceled. So pay attention to the rules imposed in your area. To trick or treat safely, wear a mask. A Halloween mask does not count as protective cloth mask. The same mask that worked for protection day to day during the pandemic should be worn when trick or treating. Trick or treat only with your household. Do not take candy from a bowl or receive candy directly from someone's hands. When giving out treats, consider sitting outside and lining up individually prepackaged treat bags on a table. Consider attending an organized community event instead of going door to door. Wash hands with soap and water or hand sanitizer before, during, and after any Halloween activities. In apartment buildings, consider organizing a socially distant outdoor gathering to prevent trick-or-treating inside the building. Consider wiping the outside of packages down after returning home. Heather Bello is reporting for the Berkshire Eagle. Great Barrington residents are learning they may have to wait up 2 years for a temporary bridge needed to reopen a critical road. The town-owned Division Street Bridge that spans the Housatonic River and links routes 143 and 41 was deemed unsafe last year. Town officials learned this week the bridge is in worse shape than it was initially thought, and the pandemic is delaying the release of state funds that would pay for an emergency fix. The extent of deterioration is such that the temporary project would be more expensive than anticipated, approaching $2.5 million to $3 million. The 143-foot bridge, built in 1950, has already been approved at the 2019 annual town meeting for a $4 million overhaul. A July 2019 inspection resulted in an indefinite shutdown, except to pedestrians and bicycles. Following complaints from business owners and residents, the Department of Public Works came up with a fix that would take roughly 1 year and open the bridge for the weight load it had when it was shut down. It would keep the road open until a full permanent replacement was possible. Democrat Representative William Pignatelli of Lenox said he would do his best to help move state funding along. He acknowledged that the pandemic has delayed practically everything, including state government. He noted the bridge is one of dozens in the county that are rated structurally deficient because they are old. So many bridges in Massachusetts were all built around the same time, and they're all coming to age out at the same time. End quote. Read the full story in the Berkshire Eagle. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day.
Okay.
First on the track.
I be feeling like I don't be popping enough, I be humble. I'ma keep showing my ass. I won't hang up the phone on that, block the number. I told you don't play with me, and she be acting funny, probably thinking need. I thought I was fake, she say I'm a cheat. They thought I was taken, I'm ready to mingle. The f*** is you saying, I do my little dancey dance. I fill up my pants with bands, quit playing, and I don't think they talk is cheap. Cause now when they talk to me, they paying me.
I probably say the word too much.
I'm a real, I don't be giving a f***. Tommy Hilfiger fits with coming up. When you stay down like this, you rock Vinny's.
Okay.
Stuff. He broke his hip, put a boot on him. I hit the put out, put a move on him. He wanna be just like baby for real on the low, trying to do what I do, don't.
Yeah.
Just so you prepared, I'ma let you know. They probably told you I'm scared, but I'm ready though.
No.
The industry can't take the hood out of me. About to go get some from a ghetto. They do it nasty. Pull up new whip and it's flashy. Gun on my hip and it's plastic. This the deluxe. I like her, but don't give a. I'm rough, I'm a daddy. That's how I live. She told me she wanna have kids. I told her, don't know what that is. That ain't how we speak. I broke her heart in a piece. She probably gonna call Dr. Phil. I be feeling like I don't be popping enough. I be humping. I'm showing my ass if I want. Hang up the phone on that, block the number. I told you, don't play with me. And she be acting funny. Probably think need. I thought I was fake. She say I'm a cheat. They thought I was taken. I'm ready to mingle. The f is you saying, I always had a thing for ghetto with the trainers. I'm known to set it off like Queen Latifah. You wanna make billboard, come get a feature. You with baby Lin. I remember one song on the billboard, he still got a glock with. You ain't gonna never see me hate on no think it's worth better. I'm trying to go shop with him. Yeah, what you need, little we having the bags of gas and they moving fast. And you can imagine that on the way. My bro has the pack like it's mad.
Go!
Having my way with the ad, come on. Gonna float with the mattress. They probably saying I'm not on y'all. I feel like, hey, are we talking about practice? I be feeling like I don't be popping enough, I be humble. I'ma keep showing my if I won't. We talking about phone on my ass, like the number. I told you don't play with me.
Okay. Well, welcome back. I'm DJ Popcorn here with
DJ Ricky.
Okay, so go ahead, DJ Ricky.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, live from Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXC, broadcasting Acre, Catskill, Hudson, Catskill and Hudson. You were just listening to Practice by the Baby. And
right so, now.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so we here with this discussion. As you know, it's your boy DJ Popcorn. You already know the vibes. We're here to talk. So we're here to talk directly to you today. We got DJ Ricky. We got DJ Sean Money on sound engineering. Yeah. So I just want to know how's everybody's day today? How's everybody been going?
I thought you was talking to them. I was about to say how they gonna answer you.
Yeah, we've had a smooth show so far, you know?
Yeah, my day was pretty good.
Yeah, it's going pretty good. It's kind of boring, though, because I actually go physically to school today because they got that A and B type stuff, so.
Yeah.
It's kind of annoying.
It's really weird. So, what do you guys want to talk about first?
Yeah, what y'all want to talk about? Them games?
The games, you feel me?
The new next-gen consoles?
Next-gen
2K.
Next month.
Next-gen 2K.
Not even next month. A couple days.
Actually, yeah, a couple days.
PS5
drop. PS5 is coming out.
Even though Xbox is going to be better, PS5.
No.
It's a rate. No. Nah, feel me?
Maybe.
Feel me?
Maybe.
We don't need to do console wars right now.
Look, technically, truthfully, console wars is over. Cause like,
yeah, we ended this. That's what I'm
saying. I don't know if y'all seen that tweet between PS4 and Xbox. I'm pretty
sure. I
didn't
see
it.
What happened?
It was like a tweet saying, any friend of Xbox is a friend of PlayStation and like cross platform.
Yeah.
So
you guys know. All right. So y'all know about like how 2K they
next gen.
No, cross platform.
Cross platform. Yeah.
So you know how like you can only play with like one person. Like so. You think in 2K21 on next gen they finna have crossplay?
Definitely,
that'll be great.
That's one thing that we need, like just to,
you know how
just
great
to
that
have,
was to come like, together as a community.
Yeah, in general, like the 2K community is pretty toxic, as we know.
Cup,
so, yeah,
especially
them
PS4 lobbies.
Yeah, we know.
Even
yeah.
after the update,
yeah. I might get arrested if people heard the things I say. Oh, but yeah. So besides that, like it's just with the new next gen coming out. Let me just talk about this a little bit. The graphics in this game look unreal. Like when I watched like the gameplay trailer, I swore I was watching Steph Curry highlights.
Facts.
It was really like I'm excited like beyond talking wise. Like I'm speechless. I can't even talk about it.
So in all honesty though, which one y'all think y'all finna cop? Y'all finna cop that Xbox Series X?
I'll be truthful. I'm gonna cop me a P5.
I'm getting me a P5 for the simple fact that it comes.
It's next gen.
It's next gen, and plus it comes with two versions. That controller does look pretty cool too. But
think about this: GTA loading screens are gonna be way faster on the Xbox because it has more storage.
But you still get the game though.
Okay, but would you rather wait 5 minutes or 10?
But hold on. But another thing yes. is. But another thing. Look. You gotta realize, how often does PlayStation come out with a new console?
Rarely. Xbox basically comes out with a new console.
Like
Xbox One S, Xbox One.
Yeah, like new updated versions of like the same device, just like a little bit better.
And you gotta realize, for us P4 players. We've been sticking
soon
with
to be
P4.
They had the PS4 Pro. They had that.
We had that.
They gave us the PS4 Pro.
Yeah, they gave us more gigs and like better graphics.
Other than that, that was really it.
Yeah, it's really like there's really nothing else we can really say about the P4 because that thing's about to be gone. I'm still keeping mine, of course.
I'm low key kind of sad, like
bro. I just don't want to like let it sit there and get rusty. Like I'm gonna have my kids play that someday.
Like,
I'm gonna be sad
to unplug it. Like,
I'm gonna be like, son, go to the basement. He's gonna be like, what are you talking about? I'm gonna be like,
that sounds a little weird.
What?
Anyways,
he goes like, you go
I'm
like,
gonna be like,
son.
Yeah, just go to the basement, go grab the P4. He's like, the
P4?
What?
What's that?
I'm like, just go. Go downstairs and grab a box that says PS4.
All right, but think of it this way though: what if your dad told you to go downstairs and grab a PS3? You going? Why would you? Like, would you?
I would grab it. I'm not trying to get in trouble. I'm definitely grabbing it.
Like that's archaic.
We're not talking about getting in trouble. We're talking about.
But that's memories. But that's memories.
It
bro.
Is.
That's a whole throwback.
That's what I want to keep.
Even though that's a generation that you wasn't even a part of, you get to live.
Yeah,
and
bro.
Like,
hold up.
Games.
See what
hold things
hold
were like back
a generation
then.
I wasn't a part of. What you talking about?
P3?
No, like the like
P3?
Our children weren't.
Oh, no, I had the Xbox 360.
Yeah, I
did too. I can't lie.
I had both at one time because my Xbox got stolen, so I switched over to the P3.
First of all, hey, let your Xbox. Never mind. We're not gonna talk about
we're not gonna get
how
a job.
I let my Xbox get stolen. I was like 5.
Look, we gotta go get a thought. All
right,
but we was talking about 2K. We had a trailer.
We had a gameplay trailer and then a regular trailer.
Yeah. So I got the P5 trailer right in front of me.
Wait, but there wasn't any
Xbox Series.
So it's really not a fair comparison, to be honest.
True,
you can't find gameplay for both, but.
But I couldn't find any, sadly, for my Xbox players out there.
Because I think they're just going to do it like the same way. Just like this. Xbox and PS4 basically are the same controls if you really think about it.
No cap.
Fact.
It's just like different shapes.
Yeah,
and
I was gonna get into the little controller design, design about the P5. How like Xbox low key coming at us, but I'm gonna let it slide. We're not talking about.
It's a bit wider. The controllers now are bigger than they were.
Yeah.
It's just like the ones that we have now are just like they're decent controllers. I like them. it's just like this new, like this new console. Like I, when I've seen reviews like on like the controller, it's like people are like people have said like it just it feels better. Like just like
have you seen
hitting,
like,
those back buttons and everything? It feels better.
Yeah, but, I heard it feels like you know how, like when you have like a P4 controller and like you push like R2 and like it low key kind of feels hollow.
Yeah, it's just like that stiffness. It just that feels flick.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's fat.
All
right,
but like to be honest. You know how, like, you know, you can switch the controller vibration on it all?
Yeah.
What do you guys prefer? You prefer to have, like,
oh, it has to be vibrate? On. I just like that experience. If it's not on, then I don't know what
I feel like I would, like, it's losing, like, experience. Like,
it doesn't
like,
get annoying, though. Like, you know how in, like, some adventurous games,
some
you get games. Hit multiple times, your controllers keep going bzzz, bzzz, like that.
Okay, but that's different. That depends on, like,
it
the player.
It depends on what you're playing,
for all, like, for all you know, I could just be a 2K player. I only play 2K.
Yeah, like, for me, it's just like when you're dribbling the ball and you just hear that. Boom. For me,
that's
like low-key
satisfying.
Like for me, sometimes it's like okay, like it's a basketball, I get it. But then when it like it gets to a point where like that's on your hands, and then you're like, you know what, I'm good for now.
Yeah, it do be getting annoying.
Like it's just like when it gets to like a certain point, like you've had like the vibration on your remote for like a minute now, you just turn it off, you know. Then you're just like, yeah, you know.
DJ Ant, you got something to say?
Yeah.
Okay. So are we gonna play the
Actually, we was gonna Call of Duty.
Oh yeah. But before that though, DJ Tony has something.
Yeah, DJ. Yeah. So I've been listening, man. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Right, you good?
So I've been listening, and I've been watching y'all having this conversation. I can see like the excitement in y'all face when y'all talking about the games and stuff, right? So and one of the first things I thought about was like. Me, I'm into sports, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure y'all know about the Last Dance that came out.
Yeah, Michael Jordan.
So that's like, and I'm not a Jordan fan. I'm not a Bulls fan. None of
yeah,
that, right?
Of course.
Like I'm with Starks. I'm with Ewing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you know, when that show came out, there was the hype around it. Like, how I'm trying to put it, like,
what is it gonna be?
It's gonna have like on the community.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Know, like, what will the impact
COVID
to that?
And,
yeah.
You know, and the police brutality, et cetera, et cetera. So my question to y'all is, you know, these consoles coming out, how do y'all think that affects the community, economy wise or like relationship wise, you know, things of that nature?
I have seen some moves. I think that they will be bringing back the Black Lives Matter T-shirts for 2K. We did get them this year in the update. There was an update where you could in park you can put on the Black Lives Matter T-shirts
and
like
they
the gear,
were free everything.
Yeah. That's one thing that I do support. That's why that's why 2K is a good game for me. Like it's because like they're very involved in things and they do listen to like their audience. Like when if there's like an issue with the game, sometimes they fix it and then it really does fall on the devs though.
No,
like,
I was just about to say that. The devs sometimes they could do better.
They can do better. Like it's just like some things that they see, like they'll see it. And then, like, they'll just wait purposely till the next game to just incorporate that and make you even more excited. That also is just, like, a good marketing tactic that I've seen. All right,
but, like, I know you guys saw, like, everybody who was excited for 2K21 couldn't wait for it. And then saw that demo and saw that it was almost the exact same.
It was just NBA 2K20.
It
was NBA
2K20. Just different park.
People were shook. They was like, no way.
It was NBA 2K20.5.
But I mean, like,
that's what it was.
But at least, like, we got, like, a lot of our dribble moves low-key kind of back. It's just, like, I realized a big problem for the 2K community off-rip was the shot meter.
Yeah.
Facts. That's how it is annoying.
But the thing was when I sat on Twitter, I just watched people complain about the shot meter who have barely played the game yet. They didn't know, like, one day in if it could improve or not.
Like, yeah, like, is it really going to – I don't like it the way it is. I'm used to it going up. Like,
now, for me, when I've seen in the trailer this next-gen, the flick, like, it looks way better.
Oh, since we talking – about this gen and next gen, a big thing I'm really hoping for that 2K does is take away pro stick aiming
and give us back my GM.
Cause with pro stick aiming, like I know y'all heard, like with the modded controller,
a lot of
people is hitting everything.
Oh my,
they is hitting everything.
That's the exact reason why I have not. Bought the game. That's the reason why I stayed away from 2K21.
And another thing, is that, like, yeah, it's been on other games for the longest.
Yeah.
Yes, we know that. It's been on PC. It's been everything else. But for us console players, it came late and we don't. we're not used to it. Like,
yeah, when we have a game like this, it's not like this is a, like a new fresh game that we've had time to spend months on. Like, this game just came out like maybe some weeks ago.
Like, basically, but, this game was just a starter.
Yeah, this is just like, it's NBA 2K20.5. Literally, like I just said.
Truthfully.
20.5.
So, personally, though, I know you guys saw about, like, you know how they had some TikToks where they would show you how they put, like, the tape on the controller.
Yeah.
And then easy greens and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you think on next gen, they might fix that?
The easy green
people,
thing?
Like, people have said, like, it might get buffed. I hope it does get buffed to a point where it's like, okay, like, I see, like,